Chapter 15. Happiness. Ah, so happily we live without hate among those with hate. Among people who hate, we live without hate. Ah, so happily we live without misery among those in misery. Among people in misery, we live without misery. Ah, so happily we live without ambition among those with ambition. Among people who are ambitious, we live without ambition. Ah, so happily we live, we who have no attachments. We shall feast on joy, as do the radiant gods. Victory gives birth to hate, the defeated sleep in anguish. Giving up both victory and defeat, those who have attained peace sleep happily. There is no fire like lust, no misfortune like hate, no suffering like the aggregates, and no happiness higher than peace. Hunger is the foremost illness, sankharas the foremost suffering. For one who knows this as it really is, nirvana is the foremost happiness. Health is the foremost possession. Contentment, the foremost wealth. Trust, the foremost kinship. And nirvana, the foremost happiness. Tasting the flavor of solitude and peace, one becomes free of distress and evil, drinking the flavor of Dharma joy. It's good to see the noble ones. Their company is always a delight. Free from the sight of fools, one would constantly be happy. One who keeps company with fools will grieve for a long, long time. Living with fools is painful, as is living with foes. Living with the wise is delightful, like the relatives gathered together. Therefore, you should follow a good, intelligent person who is wise, insightful, learned, committed to virtue, dutiful, and noble, as the moon follows the path of the stars.